From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter with this news. The city and borough of Juneau updated last week's official election results on Friday with additional absentee, early, and question ballots. They did not change the outcome of any of the races in the October 3rd election. According to the updated numbers, 7,040 ballots were cast, which represents 28% of registered voters in Juneau. The new numbers widen the gap between incumbent Assemblywoman Debbie White and challenger Rob Edwardson, who won all but two of Juneau's 13 precincts. A total of 462 question ballots and 1,239 absentee ballots were counted. The Canvas Board is scheduled to meet Tuesday to certify the election results. Today is Indigenous Peoples Day, and the University of Alaska Southeast will mark the occasion with academic discussions and deer stew. In June, Governor Bill Walker signed legislation officially recognizing the second Monday in October as Indigenous Peoples Day in Alaska. Alaska is the second state to replace Columbus Day by refocusing the day on Native culture. Although a number of U.S. cities, including Los Angeles and Austin, Texas, have recently made similar moves. Colleen James coordinates the UAS Native and Rural Student Center and spoke about the planned events on a Juneau afternoon last week.
We have faculty and staff at all three campuses pulling together the programs. And like I mentioned earlier, we are working with our local tribes. So come and join us for some good conversations about decolonization and the importance of Indigenous Peoples Day.
Events in Juneau will culminate in a panel discussion and a traditional foods demonstration at Elizabeth Peratrovich Hall, followed by a performance by local dance group Wushjiin. UAS and the Central Council of the Tlingit and Haida Tribes of Alaska will be streaming the events on Facebook Live. Human remains found Monday near the base of Thunder Mountain are those of a missing Juneau woman. According to a Juneau Police news release, the Alaska State Medical Examiner's Office identified 53-year-old Terry Huescher using dental records. She had been missing since June 24th. Cause of death has yet to be determined, but according to preliminary results, foul play is not suspected. A duck hunter found the remains at a campsite near the base of the mountain. According to Juneau Police Lieutenant David Campbell, police recovered parts of a skull and lower jaw. Huescher's family has been notified. And in Ketchikan, an Alaska man lay dead near the streets for more than 12 hours before police were called to check on the man. The Ketchikan Daily News reports that police were alerted to the body of 55-year-old Richard Branda late Friday morning after he had been killed Thursday evening. Police have arrested a man in connection to the death. And looking at weather for today, showers expected this afternoon, high near 48. Scattered showers this evening with a low of 35. And that's the latest from the KTOO newsroom. For more local and state news, go to ktoo.org. I'm Adeline Baxter.